I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. I'll tell you what's bugging me. I have an envelope for you, sir. Open it carefully and take a look inside.
Somebody's still alive. It's sealed. How careful can I be?
What do you see?
I see a beetle.
Is it a beetle?
Or no, it's a tick. I don't have any magnifying abilities here. Did you find that on you?
Yeah, I found it on my ankle.
Yeah, that's a tick. A well-fed tick.
I must have picked it up at the folk festival, standing in the grass.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good place for it. I bet if you picked one up, I bet others picked them up as well.
Yeah, so you may want to make a check if you haven't checked already. But very small tick. I couldn't distinguish any white markings on it, so it looks like it may be a deer tick.
No, it's not the deer tick,
it's
not the Lone Star tick either. It's one of the dermacenters. I'm guessing it's the dog tick. But it's not the one that spreads Lyme disease. It's only the minority of ticks that actually carry diseases. But you should keep track of how you feel over the next couple of weeks. And if you develop flu-like symptoms or you start getting weird marks on your person, you might want to mention this little bit to your physician when you get it checked out.
Okay.
It's now a dead tick. Cute.
No, I have a real problem with human parasites.
Well, that's why bed bugs are in the news lately.
More and more and more. I think I may have had an encounter with them as well. Back in the summer, I wound up waylaid in Charlotte for a night. I missed a flight. The next day, I had these dots on my chest and I think on my side.
Really?
Yeah, and they were like in a line.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the next few days, when I got to England, they became itchy and scabby. Didn't think about it until I got back and read an article about the bed bugs and looked up online what the patterns looked like.
Mm-hmm.
They have this distinct pattern of biting.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like.
And it was a flea bag motel that the airline put me in. You know,
you didn't notice any stains on the sheets or little marks of blood or anything like that?
No, I didn't.
Most people aren't checking or they're hyper vigilant and checking everything.
No, I just got up, got the shower, hit the airport, and left again.
Well, you might want to check your clothing. One of the things that some entomologists recommend, which I think is a good idea, is when you're staying in a place like that, whether you know that there's an infestation or not, don't spread out all your belongings. Keep your clothing in the suitcase. Put it on the rack. Don't set it on the bed. Hang up things in the closet or put things in the drawers. Just stay packed. And you'll lessen the likelihood of bringing home bed bugs.
Well, if I took them anywhere, I took them to England, and all those things were
lost. I'm sure England has their own bed bugs, but
everything got laundered over there and brought back here.
Their bed bugs probably enjoyed the cultural exchange.
Dr. Art Evans will lead a walkthrough of the Science Museum of Virginia's Greenacre Garden Saturday the 23rd at 2 o'clock. He's also the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.
Bed bugs bigger than jackass.